Shir HaShirim, Perek Gimel, Posuk Vov. Alright? Nizois Oilamin HaMidbor, Kisimrois Oshon. Who is coming up from the Midbor, the desert? Kisimrois Oshon, like a pillar, like a palm tree of smoke, like a pillar, like a palm tree. Palm trees are very high. Smoke going all the way. Bukateres Moruluvoino. It's a burning the incense of Moruluvoino, different types of incense that they burnt there. Mikoil Avkas Rochel. Of all the avkas powders, I guess that the roichel is the perfume seller sells. So what this pasuk means, let's see. Okay, kishoyisim haleches b'midbar. Klal Yisrael now is reminiscing about what happened in the midbar. Okay, they're reminiscing about what happened in the midbar. Kishoyisim haleches b'midbar. V'hoyu amud ha'esh ve'onon holchem lefonai. I was walking in the midbar, and the amud esh and the onon, the anani hakovoi, would go in front of me. V'horgim nechoshim v'akrabim, and they would kill the snakes and the scorpions. V'sorfim hakoitzav abarkonim, and they would burn the thorns and all the things that the plants, I guess, that make that would stick prickly things that make pain. Lasus derech mishor, to make a straight path, we should be able to walk in the midbar. V'ha onon v'oshon. And there was this massive cloud and smoke were going up. And the umas ha'olam, the nations of the world saw these umas himios al gudolosi, and they were wondrous of my greatness. What's going on over here? This must be some choshev apiv oimreis mizois. Who are these people? Who is this? Kleima. Kama gedoylo he zois ha'olam in hamidbar. How great is the Bnei Yisrael, I guess, that have this coming out from the Midbar. Okay, let's just read. Vaitakiv Simrois Oshon, Gevoya Vezokov Ketomor. Tomor is a high, probably the highest tree. I don't know, it was the palm tree. The smoke went up like that. Ukateres Mor Al Shem Anan Haktoires, Shoya Mitamir Meal Mizbeach Apnimi. From the Mizbeach inside the Mishkon, this cloud of incense went up. Roichel basomim hamoichel kol minei basom hamoichel kol minei psomim. That's the salesman who sells all the psomim. Avkas roichel al shem shekoyz shim oisoy v'shoychakin hodei keofok. Why is it called a powder avkas? Because they're breaking it and they make it thin like dust. Okay, so that's the what in the world? Oive, 1 second. I'm sorry. Hello. Baruch Hashem, what's up? No, and on Wednesday I happen to have a shiur now, but I thought maybe it's important, so I took the call. So normally it's 10 o'clock. What's up? I know, I daven for him every day. I got a message, but should I call her? I heard she was sick. I didn't want to call her. Okay. So I'll call her. No, I was afraid because I heard that she had it also. So I probably do. Do you have it? He takes it to me. All right. We should. So he's in the hospital still. He's on it. No, I say all the time. I say all the time. But give me, text me her number. I'll call her today. No.
Terrace more one for all Afkas Rochel. So
I can ask him.
Trush says
she comes in, right? It's not about traveling there.
Terrace means in. Like.
Okay, all right, I'll speak to
him. Means smoke.
Cold.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oy, Rabbeinu Shalala, what's going on?
So more in the Lavona.
It's a COVID thing.
Yeah, you know, I just realized that part of the test of this COVID is to realize that it's not COVID. People die, and we say, oh, this COVID. Is everything is min hashamayim. it's also an assoyan, you know what I mean? I think like, just like a shliach, I start to rely on the shliach. This is a bad shliach. This is a but everything is nigs of Hashemayim. Anyway, I don't know. Okay. Anyway, so what's going on over here? So it sounds like, first of all, we have to put it in context. The context here is, this is Klal Yisrael in the Golos. That was Rashi's Haktoba. They're bemoaning their matzav in the Golos. They're estranged. They were thrown out by the husband, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw us out of Eretz Yisrael, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, sent us out into Golos. On the one hand, one could say that we're very turned off and we're bitter, we're angry, we're suffering, and that's all true. But on the other hand, what are we doing? We're reminiscing the original matzav. Look at how choshev we were. The way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt with us was so unique. The smoke, the clouds rose to the heights of the heavens, and everybody looked and said, wow, what a choshev of people. Who are these people? There must be something very special going on. Now, it would seem that if we were estranged by this husband, so we would want to forget everything. And I want to relive it. I want to keep it alive, the memory. Wow, I remember this. The Teretz is that love is still there, and we're still regaling in the relationship of the past, even though it's been somewhat put on the ice, you know, in the present. When I think of this, I think of the situation. Some people know about it. I'd rather not mention the names, but there was somebody who dedicated a yeshiva campus in memory of a certain individual. This person calls up his ex-wife, and he says to her, "You got to come to the dedication." So he says, "Why?" She says, "Because the guy I'm dedicating it in memory of us, of him, was our shadchan." So she says, "But we're divorced." He says, "Doesn't matter. He was our shadchan." There's a certain thing there. Of course, it sounds absurd, but over here, there's such a thing that even though he divorced me, and even though I'm suffering in the Golos, but the fond memories still are alive and well because of the fact that deep down I'm still appreciative and connected with everything that he did. And as Rashi says, I'm craving to renew the relationship again. So that means the fire is still burning inside. Okay, let's do the next
question. Does that seriously apply to
what?
Human relationships?
Yeah, human relationships can be like that too. If there was real, if in fact, we learned, John, Rashi says a very interesting thing at the beginning. He says that this is he made a connection, Har Sinai, that, wait, let me see if I can find the Rashi. Rashi says like this. Al Shem Shnosam Toros of a deep even point upon him. Oysam doidim, oidim arev malim yikol shashua. That friendship, that love that existed there is still the most pleasant thing to us from all the pleasures of the world. Umuftochim meitoi lohifia oida lehem, levair lehem, soy tawameho, umistatsfuno seho. And we are assured, promised, muftoch, bitochim, from him, that he will appear to us again and explain to us the secrets of the Torah, and we're awaiting, that to fulfill his word. We're waiting for that. Once again, there should be an Ashika from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we ask the question then, where's the Muftochim? It doesn't say there was a promise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Har Sinai, gave us the Torah. Where's the promise that he's going to come again if we get estranged? There's no such promise. Not in the Moshul and not in the Nimshul. Right? Where's the promise? The Teretz is Poshet. Sometimes love is so intense that there's built in it a guarantee it'll never cease to exist. Now, there's a lot of people that think that. and the life, you know, learns in a different way. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Kal Yisrael, and this is Muftocha Be'ita, but I guess we feel the same thing. What?
So this doesn't apply to human religion.
What?
So this doesn't apply to human religion.
Well, no, it could be. There could be such a love.
How do you know that's going
to... Listen, there are people that get divorced and get remarried.
No, but it's not a guarantee.
No, no, but it, you feel it, you feel it. There's certain love that you feel. It's not shy. This is, you see, when the love is based, you see, it depends what it's based on. If it's an avo hatluya b'dovor, then betela avo betela dovor. You know, she's beautiful. And then she gets old. She has children, and she already looks like a shmata. You know, she's not what she used to be, the beauty. So then, betela dovor, betela avo. But when avo is based on the qualities of character, for the appreciation, for the chesed, and for the sensitivity, and for these things that are real, that is ena betela lo'inu. Kol ava she ena betela v'dovar, ena betela lo'inu, ena tliya v'dovar, ena betela lo'inu. This is who you are. When a person has that relationship with Hashem, and Hashem's love of Klal Yisrael, the rachmonim b'yishonim goyim lichasodim is in Klal Yisrael forever. No matter what happens, it's there. We just mentioned this morning, Israel, as Rabbi Bloomberg mentioned, that Israel is ahead of the whole world in its efforts to contain, and even in its numbers, you know, percentage-wise, to contain the coronavirus. Why, Poshi? Because they're machshav life. Nobody else is machshav human life. I said to him, they rejoice in the million numbers as if they were dollars. Ooh, now we hit $5 million today. You know, we hit it's listen to the way they talk on the radio. Listen to all the people. You know. But in Israel, life, because that's part of the fabric of the neshama of the Jewish people. So Memela, I say like this, the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed at Har Sinai was so deep that it's not shayach that it should ever end. It's muvtochim, it carries with it ke'ilu an haftocha, an assurance that if we do get separated, we're going to... What?
Not talking about the third base of Mikdash?
No, Leviathan, Mr. Tzvunoyseo, well, it may be in the third base of Mikdash, but there's a promise there that love will never leave.
Well, yeah, I mean, the third base of Mikdash means that he's coming there's back.
No, but where's the promise, I asked you? Where's the promise? There's no promise. It doesn't say a promise. It doesn't say...
never change anything.
Here in the story, it doesn't say a promise. It just says that there was love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't say a promise. The Teretz is sometimes love. Here in this, where's the promise? In the Marshal and the Nimshal here, there's no promise. You can't bring from the outside. Where? The outside. Muftochim ayita. The Teretz is the love is so intense that it's muftochim. And then we can add to this something else. Yeah. That there's certain love. So in other words, it's so deep that it'll never end. It's like there are many people get divorced and they get remarried again. Of course, you know, there may be a reason for that. You know the reason for that. No. The guy finished the divorce. He's on the way out of the business. And he says to his wife, I think we should get married. So she says, we just got divorced. He says, no. For a first wife, you weren't so great. For a second wife, you're not bad. Anyway, but Lemaisa, so there is that idea. So I would just want to add to this. I forgot now what I wanted to add. See, when you get to Mitzonos Achas Doicha Meya Toichochos. I forgot what I wanted to add to this. One dimension. Oh, yeah. There's a Zohar. The Zohar says that when Rashi says at the beginning, L'hoi ho'ilam kedai ki'yom sheditin bo shira shirim, the world was never as worthy as the day Shira Shirim was given to Klal Yisrael. What was that day? So the Zohar says that was the day that Shlomo HaMelech completed and dedicated the Beis HaMikdash. And the Malochim said Shira Shirim, Shlomo HaMelech composed it, Beruach HaKodesh, and the Malochim was singing and it was mamish. Why? Because it represented the culmination of the Tachlis of creation. The Tachlis of creation was for the name of Hashem to be mefursim in the world, and the Klal Yisrael were the ones that were supposed to be the agents to do it. originally Odom, but that didn't work, so then the Klal Yisrael. And until it was a Beis HaMikdosh, it wasn't permanentized as much. It doesn't explain the Zohar exactly. I didn't see the Loshon recently, but Lamaisa, it was, you know, the Klal Yisrael, they're wandering in the Midbar, they're this, and they come in Teretz Yisrael. But no, V'osuli Mikdosh V'shochanti B'soichom. Now I have a permanent home in the world. This is the place. Ki Beisi Beis Tfilo L'yikori L'chol Amim. All the nations of the world came to bring korbonos and to daven there, because everyone knew this is the closest you could get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Memela, that's why Shir HaShirim represents that special relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that special love, which is really the fulfillment of the tachlis of creation, that Klal Yisrael are in this intimate embrace with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that'll be mefursim in the world. Fine. So my son David asked the question. He said, is that what you want to express, the love? Shir HaShirim is all about the estranged relationship. It's all about that. He threw her out and this, and she's craving and that whole business. But and then when he comes and she doesn't let him in, and the whole bit, if you think Shir HaShirim, it's all about love, but it's certainly about a relationship that's faced its challenges. And he said, push it. He says, the greatest test of love is a relationship that, despite the challenges, its resilience is there. No matter how you challenge it, I take you and I throw you out of the house that you built for me. And I destroy the house. And I send you into Golos. And I make you suffer. Goyla acha, goyla golsi Yehuda kula. Afal pikein, that love hasn't diminished. Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us in Golos. And from one Golos to the next, he goes with us and he protects us. He's peeking through, even though we can't see him, to make sure that we remain alive. And our love for him remains full. A love that's so resilient despite the estrangement, that's the true statement of love. That's the extent of the loving affair that exists between Klal Yisrael.
But what did they need first before they could realize that they needed all the fights in order to be able to make up? They needed the house. First day, it wasn't until the Beis HaMikdash was built.
Okay, because they had to have something that solidified it. But once it was solidified, okay, we got to stop here, I guess.
Can we do the next pasuk?
No, we have to go because I don't want to cheapen it. We'll do it next time. Okay, where are we up to now? What's today? 2:10. 2:10:21. Okay, very good. Shkoyach.
What does it mean, the terrorists?